Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. So, have you ever taken a critical look at a 30-story building? Can you agree with me that the elevator in that building is just an add-on? Yeah, it's just an add-on to the building. Now, looking at that building, the elevator designed for the building, it was made for ease and comfort, but it was not the primary upward movement during the development of that particular building, Now, when the building is in construction phase, they made stairways, right? Now, the highest floor of that building could not have been achieved with an elevator working, because first, the building is under construction, there is no active power supply yet, so there's no way the elevator could even be working yet. So there's just a preparation for that particular add-on in the building. Primarily, what is built to keep that particular activity going or that particular construction going is a stairway or some form of crane or a lever to help people convey things from the first floor all the way to the last floor to ensure that the work is done. Now, based on this, one thing that cannot be changed is process. You know, it is always one step at a time. And the idea of entrepreneurs trying to speed up process has made so many entrepreneurs fail even before they hit the breakthrough of what they're actually anticipating for. Now, it gets very slippery when you want to go so fast. And the idea of going so fast is because you think that you are in a competition with someone or some other person in the industry. And in reality, nobody is competing with you. You just have to learn how to mind your business. You have to learn how to focus in what you do. You have to learn how to pay attention to your own target audience, because there is no competition anywhere. Like I always say, there's enough customers for everybody. Enough. Even those that's going to come into the industry 20 years from now, they will still have massive number of customers. But it all depends on you. How you position yourself, your perception, your communication style, your design, you as a person, or you as a corporate entity. Alright, so it gets slippery when you want to go so fast based on competition, but there's a high probability of coming down as fast as you've went up. A very high probability, because you want to do above and beyond. You want to do more. You want to stretch yourself beyond what you have not been built for. So what do you tend to do? You break. That's what happens. Now, the effort and mental readiness to climb the stairs of a 10-story building will make you take all that you need as you're going up, because you don't want to come down all the way like just for one little important thing that you forgot. And in the same light, you don't want to be in haste to come down at any point. Let's be real with ourselves, alright? I stay in an apartment that is a story building, right? Now, when I get back from work and I go up, before I climb the staircase, I always ask myself, is there anything I'll be needing? Anything I have to purchase from the store, from the supermarket or whatever? Now, when I think about those things, I make sure I get everything I need before I go up. because the minute I climb up, I don't want to come down for any reason until the following day when I'm going out again, and okay, this is one going down, one coming up. Now, if that is how we think normally, why would we put that model into how we do our business also? It's very basic and very easy to do, but we just lack discipline to handle such cases, and that is where the problem comes in. Now, looking at this story I've outlined, the analysis I've given, I want to model this into the stairway theory. The stairway theory is something I postulated 2023 January, precisely on the 12th of January. Now, this happened when I was actually at a particular building in Abuja City, Nigeria precisely, and I was seated at the lobby of an hotel, and I watched how the elevators went up and down, and I saw other persons in the staircase, and then this particular theory just came up, and I began to write about it, and I said I was going to share it with you guys. Now, what does the theory say? The theory says that the first step of your brand development journey is as important as the last step that has the capacity to generate massive revenue. Revenue can only be sustained by process, innovation, and consistency. I'm going to say that again. The theory, the stairway theory, states that the first step of your business development journey is as important as the last step that has the capacity to generate massive revenue. Revenue can only be sustained by process, innovation, and consistency. Now, with this in mind, why do you skip the most important part of your business, which is to set up a sustainable model to raise capital for both acquisition and routine? But what we do most times is we want to focus on raising capital for acquisition. We want to acquire land, we want to acquire building, we want to acquire raw materials, we want to acquire a staff system, or everything that the business needs to work. All right? But we don't want to think about how the business is going to continue to function, how the business is going to continue to work. We don't think about those things. Now, no matter how you want to turn the board, no business can survive without following the process it demands. Every business demands a specific kind of process. Every single business demands a specific kind of process. There is no fixed process. There is no fixed process. Now, I cannot say that there are processes to follow, because it is, when I say processes to follow, I mean, I cannot say that these are the processes you have to follow. No, why can't I say that? Because it is dynamic based on industry. It is dynamic based on business focus, dynamic based on the target audience, the visionary. It's dynamic based on changes. There are a whole lot of external and internal factors that actually influences this particular act. However, one thing I know I can guarantee you is that process, when it comes to your business, is setting the right brand identity, building the right team, creating the right company culture, having the right policies, and being in the right market. I'll say that again. Number one, setting the right brand identity. Number two, building the right team. Number three, creating the right company culture. Number four, having the right policies. And number five, being in the right marketplace. Now, this may look like a very basic thing that you feel, okay, I can do this. It's not just two. Yeah, that's the word in quotes. It's not just two. But then, the concept of DIY, which is do it yourself, sets in. Now, once that sets in, you are not a professional in this aspect of development. You know your craft, you know this, the production, you know the skill, but the development, you're not an expert. The market, you're not an expert, but you know your craft. Now, on that premise, you set out to do it yourself. Now, when you start, it gets fueled by rationality, because you begin to think, in a way that naturally by experience working with several entrepreneurs, there's a way you think that makes you feel it's just gonna be like this. It's like it's just gonna work. Once I just get into this, this is just gonna pull through, just like that. So you gotta put yourself in that disposition, which is highly rational. Now that defeats the primary underlying business ethics of objectivity. See, listen, let nobody lie to you, all right? Business is 100% objective. And that is why, as a founder of an organization or as a CEO of an organization, we learn how to separate ourselves, our personality, our ideal, our drives or what we want to achieve from the organization. We allow the organization to function in its whole capacity. We have board of executives who turn down the founder's opinion and say, no, that stuff is not going to work for this organization. And the founder has no choice but to say, okay, for the greater good of the organization at large. It is a very, very objective reality. So the process is subconsciously altered when you do it yourself without a professional experience. And once that is altered, you begin to see a crack in the wall. Now, when I say crack in the wall, I mean to say that you actually did it yourself. You actually built it yourself, but it is not the standard. So after a couple of years, you begin to see issues, staff management problems, you begin to see financial problems, you begin to see innovation problems. So these cracks in the wall begins to pop up, and before you know it, the company folds up. Whose fault was it? Do it yourself. So what I want to tell you now is this: don't be afraid to pick a good consultant to guide you, or a professional business or brand developer to guide you, right? This should be a part of your budget, because from experience I can tell you that rebranding is more expensive than starting right. There is no side turns to it. Rebranding is more expensive than starting right. No jokes. So please, I want to beg you, don't seek to rebrand when you know you can't really pull this through. Rebranding shouldn't be your primary future goal. Just start and start right. Start it well. Build it up and let it grow, let it span. So whatever you're doing shouldn't be rebranding, it should be innovation. There's a very thin line between rebranding and innovation, but I can't really explain all of those now in this podcast, because this podcast is just focused on the stairways theory, which is emphasized on the process that you need to pay attention to when it comes to building your business to standard, to what can be accepted globally and what can outlive you. All right, so that is what this particular podcast is. But always remember that rebranding and innovation is a very thin line between it. So what you should be focused on is innovation, not rebranding. So start right, all right, start right and focus on innovation. Ensure to follow your processes. Ensure to follow your processes. It is not burdensome, because if you do it right, 6, 7, 10 years, 20 years from now, you're going to be smiling forever, because the company becomes a passive money-making machine. And that's how everything should be, so you have time to expand. Now, always remember that the business you are in or you're about to start should be designed to accommodate everyone except you. You know, this will help you expand faster and cover more industries as an entrepreneur. The future of your business is in the vision of that business. And the vision of the business is not in the current operations of that business. So it is your job to take us there. It is your job to take us there. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I look forward to getting questions from you, and I want to get your feedback. I want to know what you have to say. I want to know the challenges you have. I'm ready to talk to you. You can drop me an email. I'm going to respond to you. So I'll see you guys in the next episode. Stay tuned, and don't forget to subscribe, and also invite your friends to join you to listen to what you're listening to right now. If this has been amazing for you and has actually influenced you to become better, invite others. There is no competition. There's enough customers for everybody. Thank you so much and see you in the next episode.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Apobome Ejiro.